Vayikra el Moshe, and Hashem called out to Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem Elov, Me'oye El Moye Lema. And Hashem spoke to him from Oye El Moye, saying, the Balaturim mentions over here that on the word Vayikra, the Aleph is small, it's an Aleph Zeira. Small Aleph, what's the significance of the small Aleph? It's based on a Medrash. The Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to write Vayikar, not Vayikra. Moshe Rabbeinu, in his Anava, he didn't want to write that Hashem called out to him. Who am I that Hashem should call out to me? So he wanted to write Vayikar, Lashon of happening, by happenstance Hashem met him. The same way it says by Bilam, not Vayikra el Bilam, nor Vayikar el Bilam. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to say Vayikra. Full-fledged Vayikra with an Aleph. But because Moshe Rabbeinu wanted so much, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, you could write Vayikar, or it'll be a little Aleph over there. So, the Vaynuta Rav, Rav Ezra Altshuler, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, wrote the Sefer Takonis Ezra on Masechtas Me'ilah. And I heard a similar machshav b'shem the Chanukas HaTorah. There's a medrash that says that what did Moshe Rabbeinu, with what was he zoyche kikoran orponov, that his face lit up, it gave off bright lights. What was he zoyche to have that? And what made those lights? He took the extra ink that he had left over from writing the Sefer Torah, and he put it on his face, and from that he was zoyche to the bright light. So I need to reverse what extra ink. I mean, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him ink, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly how much the Sefer Torah needs. Why was there any ink left over? Now what is this koyach of black ink to bring out a bright light from the face? What's the pshat? So Vaynuta Rav said that it's referring to this medrash over here. Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to write Vayikar without an aleph v'chlal, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him write the aleph, but a little aleph. So because of his tremendous midah of anava, he was zeichet to have ink left over. It was that midah of anava that caused the bright light. In other words, for Seitzach, it wasn't the black ink itself, but the midah that led to the black ink, the mayudika anava, the Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want it to be written about him by Yikra, nor by Yikor, and that was the gairim, that the aleph should be smaller. That was that unexpected extra ink, and it came out because of the tremendous midas anova of Moshe Rabbeinu. I once heard a Mayudik Pshat from Rabbi Gaon of Zev Hoberman Shlita. He asked, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Nisen HaTorah of Klal Yisrael. He gave us the Torah, he brought down the Torah from Har Sinai down here. That's one of the reasons why he's called Yored. He brought the Torah down in the Shemayim, down to us. He is the Malamei Torah. And at the same time, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ish Moshe Anav Michal Adam HaShal Pnei Adam. He was the greatest Anav that ever lived. Is it that it's two separate milas? He was the one that gave us the Torah. It happens to be the same person that gave us the Torah was also the greatest Anav. Or perhaps these two things have a shaykhus with each other. Perhaps it has to be that the Nisen HaTorah has to be the biggest Anav. She said, he says, it has to be the two are tied one with the other. It's not just by happenstance that two milas happen to get together in one hotel. The milas need each other. Why is that? He says, because if Moshe Rabbeinu would have any tiny little shemetz of gaiva in him, then the Torah would already be a little bit editorialized. It wouldn't be the pure, pristine Torah given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If there's a little bit of I involved, there's a little bit of ego, then the Torah would have the Ikaris, the Torah of Hashem, but there's a little bit of the opinion of Moshe Rabbeinu, a little bit of a bent of his derher in it, and his understanding of it. For this reason, Moshe Rabbeinu had to be totally mevatel himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without any tiny shemitz of ego, for the Torah to be in its pure, pristine form, the way it was given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Marshal Ahmad Abra Diamond, a fellow, he's making wine in a barrel. He prepares the wine in the barrel. There's only one chassan with the barrel. It used to be used as a pickle barrel. I cleaned it out, fine, well, but as much as he cleaned it out, there's a little bit of residue left over in the walls of the barrel that will give off that taste, that sour taste of the pickle. And so when the wine is ready, he's going to drink wine, but he's going to be tasting a little bit of Flam's pickles in there. He says, that's the same thing. If Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have been mevatel himself totally, Takadosh Baruch Hu, there would have been his own personal editorial in the Torah. In order for him to be the Moshe Kibul Torah Misinai, Umisar Li Yeshua, and it should be given over in its total pure form, it had to be that Moshe Rabbeinu was totally mevatel himself. And that's what we see over here with the Vayikra. He wanted to write Vayikor as if he himself didn't exist bechlal. There's a Maisa of Kiveger that I always say over. Kiveger and the Nesivas were once together davening in a shul. It was a Monday or a Thursday, and they were mechaved Rav Kiveger with Shlishi. So he fainted. Agam Snefesh, why they gave him the Aliyah and not the Nesivas? So the Nesivas chapped right away. He chapped right away the reason why Rav Kiveger fainted. And he walked over to him and he whispered in his ear, said, Rakiva, you should know that they didn't give it to you because they held you were a bigger gadol b'Torah than me. They gave it to me because your city is a bigger city. You're the rabbi of a city that's bigger than mine. And maybe you should be zeichet to the Aliyah. So Kiveger got up right away and he went and he took the Aliyah. So they asked the Chazon Ish, can one believe such a story? I mean, it's such a lamaila menaseichel thing that someone should faint because they give him an aliyah instead of his friend, and that the minute he hears his land, he gets up and takes the aliyah. So can one believe such a story? So the Chazon Ish said, whether the story happened or not, I wasn't there, I couldn't say. But in order for Kiveger to have been zeichel to his madrega of Torah, it had to be that he had that madrega of Anova. Because Anova with that Madrega of Torah goes hand in hand. If he wouldn't have had such a Madrega of Anova, he couldn't have been Zeicher to the Torah that he was Zeicher to. That's the sinyan of Anova of Moshe Rabbeinu. There's another limud over here with the Aleph Zeira, which the Klei Yachar says. Chazal said, why do we start Vayikra to learn Chumash Vayikra with little children? Because Hayos, this parasha over here, it deals with Karbonis, which are Tahirim and Kedoshim. And also the Tanoikish of the Rabban, they're pure without any chait. So Yavi Tahirim Yisasku B'Taharis. Let the Tahirim, the pure little children, come and let them be Isaac in these pure halachis of Kachim and Taharis. So the Kliyakar says that that's also Merumas in the Aleph Zeira. Aleph is a lashon of Yolev, of learning. Yolev Zeira, we teach the little children the Zeira. We teach the little children this parish of Ayikra. Why? Because Yavei Tahirim Yisasku B'Taharis. Mayonah Shal Tahirim brings down Rishayim the Sefer Avnei Ezel. Now actually, the Avnei Ezel was the Baal Mayonah Shal Tahirim himself. It was he himself, Reb Zalman, you can see Zalman Friedman was his name. Reb Zisha, yeah. What was his yeah. So he didn't want to write, I would like to say, Mitoikas Hanover. Hanover, he used to write Avnei Ezel, that was his pshotim. It happened to be very nice pshotim. So he says that Rabbi Alexander Zisha Friedman was his name. Alexander Zisha Ezel is Alexander Zisha, you know, whatever. So he says that the Aleph Zeira, why do we teach Korbanos to children? The first thing that a child has to know is the meaning of Hakrava. Being makrav Korbanos up to Hashem is not stop being makrav an animal. It really means being makrav yourself, as we'll see soon. Being makrav of yourself, that is the first thing a child has to learn. That living the life of a yid deals with hakrav. It means being makrav of yourself, giving up of yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being meisa nefesh to Hashem, being meisa nefesh to a friend, to others. That is the yisoid of what a yid is all about. So from the child, the first thing he starts learning has to be about the inyan of hakrav. It's interesting, Cain Zeh, the meisa that there were rabbeim and teferes Yerushalayim, or meisa yeshiva, that they wanted to start the Seder Halimut of Gemara, it should be not with Masechtas Bava Kama, Bava Mitzia, they're hard in Yonim. just start with kids learning Masechtas Brachas, Emes HaKoronis, Kriya Shema Ba'arvis, and so on. These are easier things to understand. The right Lava Seichel, they identify it with more than Sharshan Agachas HaPara. So they came to Rav Moshe, and they wanted to start this new Seder. And Rav Moshe begged them, he says, please, 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 don't change from the Masechta that we've had in Klal Yisrael over the years. He says, why taki did they fear Ayin? That the children first start learning Gemara, Bava Metzia, Bava Kama, why are those the earlier Masechtas? Because the first thing a child has to know, he has to be an Erlich Yid. He has to be Erlich with his mamin, he has to be Erlich with somebody else's mamin, he has to know how to be Mavater, he has to know how to be careful with somebody else's mamin. That has to be the first thing on a child's mind. He should be honest, he should be Erlich, he should be careful with Yanim's mamin. There's a Mevidik in Medrash over here. Medrash Rabbah, Vayikra El Moshe. The Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu had 10 names. And it was softer names. Yered, he brought down the Torah Mulmaila Lamata, or he brought the Mun down Mulmaila Lamata. Gedor was his name. Shegodar Pirtzei Sein Shel Yisrael. He mended the fences of Klal Yisrael. He helped be mechaper on their Averis. Chever, he was mechaper Klal Yisrael Avin Shemashemayim. Yikusiel, that Klal Yisrael, they hoped to Hashem in his days, and so on and so forth. A whole bunch of names. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, out of all of these names, I'm only calling you the name that was given to you by Bishya Bastari. Moshe Rabbein Moshe, Min HaMayim Mishisiu, Vayikra El Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, out of all of these names, I'm calling you the name that Bishya Bastari gave to you. So you have to understand, what is the chashivus of the fact that Bishya Bastari gave him this name? And number two, I mean, the other names B'chayr describe Moshe Rabbeinu greater. A name is supposed to describe a person. So, Yered, he brought down the Mon, he brought down the Torah. Gedor, he fixed up the pyramids of Klal Yisrael. These types of things that happened in the life of Moshe Rabbeinu. But Amayim Shishi was not something that he did. He was taken out of the water by somebody else. Why is that so choshev that this should be his general name? So there's a Moshe in Maral that speaks about the union of Mayim. The Maral says that Mayim represents the ultimate in Gashmius. Why the ultimate in Gashmius? Because Mayim does not have a form of its own. Mayim has no form of its own. Mayim, it takes on the form of any keli that you put it in. You put it in a long keli, it takes on a long form. You put it in a flat keli, it takes on a flat form. It has no tzura of itself. Everything has to have chomer, the matter, the substance itself, and the tzura, the form. Something with ruchnias has a plan, it has a form, it takes on exactly the amount of koichas that you put into it. Mayim is the opposite of that. Mayim does not have a form of its own. That is plain chomer, plain substance, but it has no ruach, it has no tzura to it. Moshe Rabbeinu's whole metzias was min hamayim mishisiyu. He was above chaymer. He was above gashmias. He was above things that don't have a tzura. Gashmias could be molded this way and that way. But lehepach, somebody that has a tzura, somebody that has spirit within him, somebody that has conviction, he can't be budged. All the winds in the world and all of the different returners in the world, they cannot budge him. That is the complete uptight of Moshe. Min HaMayim Mishisiyu. He was swept out of the water, above the water. He wasn't shayach to the chomer. He wasn't shayach to the regular gashmius of the world. He is above that water. The Maral says that that's also represented in Kriyas Yamsuf. That the water split for Klal Yisrael that walked through. Klal Yisrael is the nation of Ruchnius. And water represents Gashmias, it has no form of its own. The Gashmias splits from before the Ruchnias. The Ruchnias is the connection of Klal Yisrael that walks through. Out of all the names, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm calling you the name that Bishya Bastari gave to you. Bishya Bastari, she emulated this very, very Nakuda that we're saying. Can you imagine? The daughter of the king, Pare, who represents the Aviyah Vaisatumah, he represents the Avodah Zarah and the Kishuv and the Taiva of the Mitzrayim. And he is the one that's geyser on Klal Yisrael to have the children killed. So what does she do? She goes out in the open and she's reiches migilulei aviha. And she's not ashamed and she's not afraid to go against that which she was taught by her father. That's someone that picks himself up l'mayla v'nachleimer. That is somebody that represents the epitome of tzura, the epitome of ruchnius. Right? And she is the one that was zeichet to pull out Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because she was the one that embodied this inyan of being a ma'ilim in her mind, not being caught up by the tide of the mitzvim, not being caught up with the ruach hazman of what she learned in the house of her father. She was willing to go against what she learned in the house of her father. And not only that, but to risk her life. She managed to risk her life. That Paris said, "Kol ben ha'yilud hayayratash nikhu," and here his very own daughter saves a Yiddish child. What kind of a sakana she put herself into? That is the ultimate in not giving in to the spirit of the times and what happened to pull yourself up above it. So she was zeichet to that, and she was zeichet to save Moshe Rabbeinu, that epitomized that inyan of being l'mayla min hamayim. The pasuk says, "Odom ki yakriv mikem korban l'Hashem." The inyan of korbanis is mentioned in this week's parasha. The Ramban quotes the Rambam in Mayre Nevuchim that says, "What's the reason for the korbanis? Why do we have korbanis?" So the Rambam in Sefer Mayre Nevuchim says that it's known that the Mitzriim and the Kasdim, the people of Bavel, where Klal Yisrael, the earlier Jews also lived amongst them, they always were Oyvei Avodah Zarah to the Tle, to the sheep. The Kasdim used to worship the Shadim that used to appear to them in the form of goats. And in India, Ad HaYom HaZeh, we know that they don't shecht any cattle. The cow is sacred to them. They serve these. This is their Avodah Zarah. So by us shechting these, the sheep, and we shecht the goats, and we shecht the cows, we show that lehepach, what they consider to be a major crime, because this is a god by them, we lehepach, we show that to us it's not a god, and just the opposite, we are makriv this to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is what we show by being makriv these korbanos. And through it, we're mischaper. Why? Because hayos, the ills of the world are avodah zarah. And these people that serve the sheep with the cow, they bring the ills and the pains into the world. How do you get rid of these sicknesses? By going to the opposite extreme. By killing these things. That which they worship, we will help, but we kill it. And we're makriv it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you go to the opposite extreme, that is the way you get rid of the sicknesses, the ills of the world that are represented by avodah zarah. The Ramban himself, the emphasis, the Ramban is ma'irach to ask on the Rambam, he asks on his reason, but the emphasis that the Medrash and Vayikra Rabba Taka brings down, like the Rambam Shita. Hagam the Ramban asks many questions on him, but the Medrash Taka says like the Rambam Shita. But the Ramban himself brings down a different reason for the Korbanos. He says, hey, yois, that the actions of people, they take different steps to finish the action. It takes machshava. You think about it with a tchila, then it takes dibur, then you talk about it, and then you carry it out the maisa. Aveiras are like that. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded that when a person does an aveira and he brings a carbon, number one, v'samach yaday, he samach his hands on the behema, kineged the maisa that he did. V'yizvada bepiv, and he should say vidui with his mouth, kineged the dibur. And he should burn it in the fire. He should burn the kloyos, the kerev and the kloyos in the fire. Those are the kalim of the taiva. And it also represents the machshava. The kroayim, the knees are connected, the other viraglav of the person, that those are the klimaisa that brought him to do the aveira. And he should also be zayrik the dam, ki hadam hu hanefesh. His nefesh did an aveira as well. A chelik of the behema goes to the kohen as well, because you want the kohen to be misfawel for you, you should get a complete kapara. So it comes out that every chelik of this bringing the korban, the samach yodai, the hakrova and everything, it represents the different kalim that were involved. The vidui I forgot to mention, I'm not sure if I mentioned that. That's kineged dibur. You know, you were over an aveira with dibur talking about the aveira, the vidui is mechaper on that. And the end result is you give matanas to the Kohen, and he is misfollow for you to have a kapara. So there's others that say that that's the pshat in the pasuk, Odom ki yakriv mikem korban l'Hashem. It's not good enough to just bring the korban. It has to come mikem, meaning that you have to be involved with every act of the korban. The smicha is connected, the maisa, the vidui is connected, the fact that you spoke about it, and you have to be involved in every action and in every chelik of the bringing of the korban. You have to have that kavana. This is mechaper for this, this is mechaper for that. So it's not merely bringing a behema on the mizbeach, you have to be makir of yourself. Odom ki yakir mikem korban l'Hashem. Second pasuk, min habehema, min habokar, umin hatsoin, takrivu es korbanchem. From the behemoths, from the cattle, from the sheep, you should be makriv your korban. Rabbeinu Bechai over here speaks out, it's a chazal really, min habehema, v'loy min hachay. You bring korbanos from behemoths, you don't bring korbanos from chayas. Zot Rabbeinu Bechai. Why does the Torah allow you to bring korbanos from the behemoths and from only certain birds and not from chayas? Because it's yodua that a behema is not something that chases after other things. It's not from the roifim. It's a nirdaf. People, you know, they chase after animals. Animals are more docile. They're not aggressive. The chayas, they're aggressive. They chase after others. So something which is a roidiv, something that chases after others, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not nichalei with. That's not oil or rustle of Mei Hashem. A behema, that, you know, it stays in its place, it sits there, it eats its grass, doesn't bother anybody. The lambs, the goats, they don't bother anybody. So those animals that are near Dufin, and they're not aggressors, those are the animals that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants as a carbon. But chayas that are aggressive, and they chase after others, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not nichalei with them. The Gemara in Bava Kamma, that Tzadik Gimel says, heavy min harnirudovim, v'loy min haroifim. Better you should be from someone that's chased after by others, and don't be someone that chases after. Don't be the aggressor. Why? She'en l'chon nirudovim ba'oifis, yaiser mitayrim uvnei yayim. Amongst the birds, there are none other that are pursued as much as the doves and the pigeons, and those are the only two birds that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was master for the Mizbeach. Why? Well, the Kim Yavakis says on Nirdav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always looks for the Nirdavim, the ones that are being pursued. But Lehepa, those are the aggressive ones, thus name. There's a similar Gemara in Masechtas Shabbos that they fess on Midbeis. The Gemara says in Masechtas Shabbos, Hanelovim, the Einam Oilvim, those that are embarrassed, but don't embarrass others. Shoimim Cherposam, the Einam Meshivim, they listen to their embarrassment and they don't answer back. Aleihem Ne'emar Ve'oyhavav Kitzeis Hashemesh Bikurasei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows his love to them like when the sun comes out in its strength. What's the connection between the son and someone that listens to his embarrassment and doesn't answer back? The Maharsha explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'chechilah, he created Shnei Ma'iris HaGdayim. And the Levana came with the Taina, Ein Shtei Malachim Mishtamshim B'Keser Echad. We can't both be under one crown. You know, one of us has to be above the others. The son kept quiet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the son kept quiet, he left the Shemesh with his original Bura, and it was the Levana that he was Memayit. That's V'ayavav Kiseis HaShemesh V'Burasei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves those that are silent, they listen to their Bizayin, and they don't answer back. That's V'ayavav Kiseis HaShemesh V'Burasei. And that's what we see over here, when again the Kerbanis. The Chofetz Chaim used to tell his family constantly, it's better to be pushed away than to push away others. When the Chofetz Chaim was a younger man, and he went around selling his sefer, Chofetz Chaim built a Shmiras HaLoshen. So how did he sell his svarim? He would come to a shul, he would unpack his svarim, and he wouldn't go around asking people, do you want to buy, get up. He would say a drasha about the importance of learning about Lashon Hara, keeping the Yisurim of Lashon Hara. Then afterwards, people would come over to him, and they'd ask him to buy the Sefer. Whenever the Chofetz Chaim would come to a place, and he saw there was somebody else that wanted to say a drasha, he used to have Magidim going around from place to place. He would pack up his Sefarim and go away to a different place, not to take away from this darshan. This was his meaning to say it. In his older years, Chofetz Chaim was once in Grodno, and he was walking on the paved part of the road. He's down narrow paved part of the road, and on the side was the muddy part. So he was once walking, he was a zaken, and walking opposite him was a Goyish military officer. So the Chofetz Chaim Hagam, he was a zaken, he was older than that person, he moved to the side, and he let this officer go through. So the officer was nespal, he saw there's a chashev yidir, he could tell. So he looks at the Chofetz Chaim, and he tells him, he says, why did you walk to the side because of me? It was just as much your right to walk through as it was mine. So the Chofetz Chaim said, Miyomai, throughout my life, I always practiced, you be moved away to the side and let others go through. That has been my modus operandi for my entire life, and I continue to do so. So the officer was misspoiled. He says, if that is your, you know, that is your mode of life, that is the kind of life that is blessed, that is a kind of life that can only see brach. This is what the guy was makir in the Chofetz Chaim. There's a nifladik emaisa that happened with the Briskurav. I might have mentioned this already once before. The Briskurav, when he came back, after World War I, he came back to Brisk, he saw an oilam choshech in Brisk. During the period of the World War, a lot of people came to power that were not Oizgal, a lot of them were not from. The Sheikhtim that took over, a lot of them did Shchita, they never got a Bechina for Shchita. And it was a terrible matzah, they had to do something about it, about the matzah of Hashchita. So the Biskurov called a meeting in his house for one night to get together and to figure out what to do about these black Sheikhtim, as they were called. So he gets together with a group of people, and there was one person there that was uninvited. He himself was one of those black sheikhim that they were talking, you know, about him getting rid of. So the people see him over there, and they're looking at him, they're hinting to him, you know, this is only for certain people, you know. Briskurov didn't say a word. He sat by the table, did not say a word. 15 minutes go by, this guy's sitting there comfortably, like he doesn't have a reason in the world to leave. He's part of the meeting. People are hinting to him, you know, the meeting was called, and it's only certain people were invited, and he didn't take the hint. Adarav, he stayed. And the Biskurov didn't say a word. People were wondering, how come the Rav doesn't pick him up and throw him out? You know, he doesn't belong here. The Rav didn't say a word. But finally, after about an hour, when there was a chash of the meeting already disbanded, so finally this fellow left, and they continued with the meeting. So they asked the Rav, he says, we don't understand, you know, why didn't the Rav just tell him to leave? He had no business being here. The Rav has a right to kick people out of his house. So the Rav said, I don't understand you. It says in the Pasuk, V'alekim yavakish es hanirdof. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevakish, the one that was pursued by others. The Medrash says, even if a tzaddik is ready for Russia. Even if you're in the right, and even if you know that you're doing the proper thing, you have no right to be right of somebody else. We're trying over here to do the right thing. We want it to be a successful meeting. If we were to be mevazahim by asking him to leave, he would become a nirdav, and then we would defeat our entire purpose. That's the lesson to be learned from this Indian over here. A person should be from the nirdavim, and he should not be a raiv. It says in the Pasuk, very nice part, the hivshit es ha'oyva, the nitach oysa l'nsochel. He strips off the skin of the oyva, and then he chops it into little pieces. So the Arvei Nochel says a beautiful word. V'hivshit es ha'ayla. If you want to remove gaiva from yourself, the ayla, that, you know, you're great and you're misalev, if you want to remove it, v'nita choysel in socheha. Chop your life into little pieces and examine every one of your actions. And you'll see that you're not as great as you think you are. You know, if you check out, how's my davening, and how's my learning, and how's my tzedakah, and how's my beinonim lechavei, right? You know, on the whole, it looks like it's pretty good. I'm a good person, you know, and it might get to your head. The hivshit, that's the oila. If you want to remove the oila from yourself, the guide of yourself, the nitach oisel in socheha, cut yourself up into little pieces, examine each one, and you'll see that you're not as great as you think you are. Have a good Shabbos, everybody. Shabbos, right? Shabbos, right?